Have you ever submitted to a sadist? Would you like to? Here's what you need to know. Before you approach a sadist and ask them to do mean things to you. First, not all sadists are the same. We are not like those cartoon caricatures that you see in movies and TV. I'm not a super villain. I kind of like it when you're a little bit uncomfortable. No big. You know what I'm talking about. Now, if you've thought about submitting, especially to a sadist like myself, first, get clear about what you want, what your boundaries are, what you want, what you don't want, and how you want it to happen, and be able to communicate those, because without that, without your clear communication, you're not going to have a very good time. Next, if you've got any toys or tools, you should definitely try them out on yourself first. Make sure they're good, working order, that they're clean, and they're ready to use. Make sure you've got lube on hand. Make sure that the sensations are things you want to experience. Now, before you call me, or if you're thinking about calling me, here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to get yourself very hard and very horny and extremely turned on. And then I want you to spread your legs as wide apart as you possibly can. Nude, of course. And then I want you to take your hand with your palm slightly cupped fingers together, and I want you to slap the inside of your thigh. Start down by the knee. And slowly, in overlapping strokes, work your way up higher and higher, closer and closer to that inner, that thigh crease. Oh, so delightful. I want you to do this for me, because that's what I want to do to you. I want you to have a taste, just a taste of what's possible before you call me, Harper. Call 800-601-7259, ask for Harper, or visit my blog, fetishbonesexblog.com. I look forward to getting to explore my sadistic side with you.